This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. designated terrorist group Hamas has abruptly accepted an Egyptian Qatari proposal for a truce in the war in Gaza, but Israel launches strikes on southern Gaza's Rafah. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
It's unclear exactly what's in the proposal. Israel says the pitch is far from its essential demands, but it will still send negotiators to keep talking. Here at the White House, National Security spokesman John Kirby says CIA Director Bill Burns is combing through the proposal.
He's talking to the Israelis about it.
Kirby, though, is not talking about it.
I don't know that it gets any more sensitive than right now, and the worst thing that we can do is start speculating about what's in it.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
A spokesperson for the United Nations Agency for Palestinian Refugees, or UNRWA, on Monday spoke of devastation after Israel issued a call for residents in Gaza's Rafah to evacuate.
There was really a lot of hope over the last days that there would be a ceasefire. So we're genuinely devastated to wake up today and have the reality that is the leaflet drop and, you know, reports of evacuations beginning.
Spokesperson Louise Waterridge speaking from inside Rafah. The United States and most European Union nations will boycott a Kremlin ceremony to swear in Vladimir Putin for a new six-year term as president on Tuesday, but France and some other EU states were expected to send an envoy despite a plea by Kyiv. The varying diplomatic responses by Western powers underscores differences on how to handle Russia, the Russian leader as well, 2 years after he launched a full-scale invasion of Ukraine in February of 2022. This is VOA News. Russia is threatening to strike British military facilities and says it plans to hold drills simulating the use of battlefield nuclear weapons. Monday's statements came after the Kremlin reacted angrily to comments by senior Western officials about the war in Ukraine. Moscow warned Ukrainian strikes on Russian territory using British-supplied weapons could bring retaliatory strikes against British military facilities and equipment on the Ukrainian territory or elsewhere. It was the first time Russia has publicly announced drills involving tactical nuclear weapons, though its strategic nuclear forces regularly hold exercises. Chinese President Xi Jinping is in Europe for the first time in 5 years at a time of growing economic and trade tensions. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston reports.
She was in Paris on Monday, where French President Emmanuel Macron and EU Commission Chief Ursula von der Leyen urged him to ensure more balanced trade with Europe. The EU is investigating Chinese industries such as electric vehicle exports, while Beijing has started an anti-dumping probe on French cognac. For his part, Xi says China's relationship with Europe is a foreign policy priority. Chinese state media reported that Xi, behind closed doors, said he hoped EU institutions would, quote, develop the right perception of China. French diplomatic sources said the Chinese president appeared receptive to his counterpart's comments on trade, but it's unclear if that will lead to action.
Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston. Chad's presidential election concludes Monday with civilians going to the polls a day after members of the military cast their ballots. Moki Edwin Kendezka has more from neighboring Cameroon.
Early voting was peaceful. However, Chad's National Election Management Agency, known as ANJ, said that several thousand polling stations opened late due to what they call logistical difficulties. Chad's transitional president, General Mahamat Idriss Deby, voted in Jamina's 2nd district and pleaded with civilians to go out en masse and perform their civic duty of voting for the person who will manage Chad's affairs for the next 5 years. Moki Edwin Kinzuka, VOA News, Yaoundé, Cameroon.
Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva asked Congress on Monday to recognize a state of public calamity for the heavy rains that have killed at least 85 people in the country's southernmost state of Rio Grande do Sul. More than 130 people are still missing after flooding that has affected more than two-thirds of nearly 500 cities in the state, leaving about 150,000 people displaced. I'm Joe Ramsey.